Unit 16, Part 1, Air Quality in Britain.
Air quality in Britain has improved considerably in the last 30 years. Total emissions of smoke in the air have fallen by over 85% since 1960. London and other major cities no longer have the dense smoke-laden smogs of the 1950s. And in central London, winter sunshine has increased by about 70% since the late 1950s. However, new concerns have arisen, especially over the emissions from the growing number of motor vehicles and their possible impact on health. Measures have consequently been adopted to reduce substantially emissions from new vehicles. The Environment Act 1995 provides a new framework for air quality management, including the publication by the government of a national strategy which will set air quality standards and targets for the pollutants causing the most concern. This was issued for consultation in August 1996, containing air quality targets for the year 2005. The Act also places new duties on local authorities to assess air quality in their boundaries and to prepare action plans where standards are not met or are unlikely to be met in future. Pilot schemes are being taken forward in 14 areas before full implementation in April 1997. Earlier legislation allows local authorities to declare smoke control areas, within which the emission of smoke from chimneys is an offence. About two-thirds of the dwellings in conurbations are covered by smoke control orders. Around 6,340 are in force.
Part 2. Statements. 1. According to the regulations, visitors aren't allowed to stay in the hospital after 10 o'clock.
2. The famous pop singer will give her last performance in town on Friday afternoon. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to work this Friday?
3. The bicycle rider was refused help by several passing motorists on the side of a highway leading into the town center. 4. The lawyer revealed that John was named the only beneficiary in his uncle's will.
5. All the people who will fill the managerial positions of the new company have been recruited, and the new management training program will start later this week.
6. The client, a retired engineer in his early 70s, was unhappy because the lawyer turned down his case. 7. After the building was damaged by a fire, the inhabitants were paid by the insurance company.
8. As the technology of electronics improves, the prices of personal computers should come down.
9. There should be one of those dresses that can fit you. They come in 3 different sizes. 10. Mona has been offered the manager's job, although she has hardly any work experience.
11. I need to do something to improve my spoken French. I don't know whether the community college offers something.
12. She voted against the investment plan because she thinks it involves too great a risk. 13. The landlord collects rent on the first of the month without fail.
14. The president appointed Mr. Brown head of the newly formed commission.
15. Martha's holding down 2 jobs at the same time, but she had better take it easy. 16. Paul looked better when we visited him in the hospital last week.
17. We'd like to have the table by the window, but that table has been reserved.
18. After meeting with several failures, Walter hasn't been unsuccessful with his new business. 19. At the annual general meetings, the board chairman of the car company outlined the development strategy for the next decade.
20. Everybody says that Bob shouldn't go into arts since he's so good in math, but he'll have to decide for himself, in my opinion.
Part 3. 1. Acid rain. You know, everyone today is concerned about pollution, and scientists are talking a lot about one kind of pollution, acid rain.
Why exactly is it called acid rain?
It's called acid rain because the rain or some other kind of precipitation has been polluted with acid.
Where does the acid come from?
From cars or factories, anything that burns coal or oil. These are made up mostly of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which react with water vapor to form sulfuric acid or nitric acid.
You mean that when coal or oil is burned, acid gets formed? And when it rains or snows, the acid falls back on the earth?
Exactly. That's why it's so dangerous. Acid rain has been falling over areas of Northern America and Northern Europe. And if it isn't checked, the effect on the water supply and plant and animal life could be disastrous.
This is something I should read more about.
Questions. 1. What is the best topic of this conversation?
2. What energy sources cause acid rain?
3. How is sulfuric acid formed?
4. According to the man, where is acid rain a problem?
5. What action does the woman think she should take next?
2. Is nuclear power safe?
The energy minister announced at a press conference yesterday the construction of 3 more nuclear power stations. These will form a vital part of the government's energy plans for the next 2 decades and are needed to satisfy the country's growing demands for electricity. The plans were strongly criticized by opposition MPs as well as anti-nuclear and environmentalist groups.
They must be absolutely mad. More nuclear power stations?
Okay, Jane, but we've got to get the energy from somewhere, haven't we? We can't just go on using oil and coal.
Look, the main point is they're just not safe. They're a real menace. Every one of these things is an accident waiting to happen. Look at Chernobyl, for goodness sake.
Yes, okay. I agree there's a risk. Of course there is. But it's minimal. With modern technology, nuclear reactors are much safer.
Much safer? You must be joking. No. Look at all that radioactive waste they're dumping into the sea and underground. Nobody really knows what'll happen long term.
That is a problem, sure. But it's also true that nuclear energy is cheap and can produce electricity very quickly. Lots of countries have no alternatives. They don't have any oil, coal, or anything. What are they supposed to do?
Oh, come on. There are lots of possibilities. Well, quite a few. We just haven't really looked at them seriously enough. There's solar energy and wind power and what's called wave power. We've still got a lot of coal.
All right. But they'll all take time and money to develop. We need energy now, and nuclear power is the best alternative.
Oh, I don't believe this. I reckon it's just crazy.
Questions. 1. Who made the government announcement yesterday?
2. What is the government planning to do?
3. How does the woman feel about this?
4. What is the woman's main argument?
5. Which of the following statements is not true about the man's argument?
3. An ecology report. Millions of acres of lands where all kinds of wildlife make their homes have been ruined in recent years. This land has been ruined by federally approved water projects, such as dams, built in violation of the rarely enforced law passed in 1934. According to this law, all projects to modify a body of water can be carried out only after a thorough study to discover what damage may be caused to the wildlife in that area. Many states have not complied with the law. In 3 southern states, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, about 1.2 million acres of wildlife habitat have been covered with water because of dams which have been constructed there. Another plan to build a dam in Tennessee was fought because it would flood large areas of wildlife habitat, particularly endangering a species of small fish called the snail darter. The proposed dam would also destroy several important archaeological sites, including the ancestral capital of the ancient Cherokee Indian nation. To prevent any further destruction, the public must become accurately informed about the advantages and disadvantages of our national water projects. Only then can we be assured the existing laws will be enforced. Questions.
1. According to the speaker, why have many animals and birds lost their homes?
2. What type of projects does the 1934 law deal with?
3. What is required by the rarely enforced 1934 law?
4. According to the speaker, how many southern states have lost land because of dams?
5. Why did people fight a plan to build a dam in Tennessee?
6. According to the speaker, how can further destruction be prevented?
7. According to the speaker, who can prevent further destruction?
Part 4. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. I have some funds on hand, and I'm wondering whether I ought to put them in a savings account.
2. The university is building a language laboratory for the Department of English, and the job is scheduled to be completed early next year.
The fact is that the growing world population is becoming too large for our limited natural resources.
Four. A stable political situation is necessary for us to attract foreign investment and develop national economy.
Five. The balance of power is keeping us out of war, because neither side would really dare to start a war because of the consequences.
Two. Passage translation.
One. I resent the way the police react quite differently to different groups of people. I mean, for example, their reaction to young people and students, youths, they may have long hair or very short hair, even skinheads, is quite different from people who are sort of middle-aged. They have well-spoken middle-class voices. It's quite wrong.
Two. You ask how long it takes to drive across London? Well, it depends on the traffic. If the roads aren't too busy, you can do it in about an hour. But if you go during the rush hour, then of course it can take much longer. It also depends on how well you know the roads. If you don't know the best routes, it can take you hours to get through, because you'll get stuck in one-way systems and end up miles away from where you want to go.